Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I'm the co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Haru Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today will be about agendas. Today's topic is agendas, family. What do agendas mean? How does that apply to our lives? How do we move forward knowing how to allow our energy to flow free-flowingly without being tampered or controlled by an agenda? So first and foremost, family, we all have plans for our lives and goals, aspirations for ourselves, and that into the utmost degree is your agenda for yourself. It's always best to move forward dealing with mental health, having agendas, having safe spaces, having positive and balanced areas where you can go to restructure yourself and to find an even balance to where your energy flows. It's always best to have an agenda. However, we also have to look at the effects of what social agendas have an effect on our mental health. What goes on when other people in our lives have their own agendas? How do we move forward with that? Also keeping our balance. It's very important to think about this and to absorb these topics, because a lot of us, we get bombarded and confused by a lot of the things and a lot of agendas that we push by social dynamics and just by people we love. So let's get into it. When it comes to social dynamics, we all have to look at the fact of, you know, everything that's in this society is for profit. It's for gain, whether that be monetary wise or just for popularity and, you know, to convey a certain point or to get people on your certain opinion. It's always something to gain in this society. It's best to look at things cut and dry in that regard socially. It is not best to put your bleeding heart on the line socially when it comes to the trends that go on, when it comes to the efforts of news and tragedy that you hear. You will get swept into it and then you'll end up being at emotional highs and lows based on media intake. And that is very dangerous. That is very dangerous, family. That is a point where the media can control and manipulate your emotions, and it happens to most people. That's where the balance of perspective comes in. Why, what agenda is being pushed by the media and the mass public, always being depressed and paranoid? Get that, family. You cannot be productive if you're depressed and paranoid all the time. There are people that look at the news every day, day in and day out, and they get drained. It's called Luciferianism, that their energy gets transferred from their body and they get weaker. They get cancers. They get all types of illnesses. Once you get that broadcast of that fatal disease, now a lot of people are getting fatally ill. And all these things start to drain and poison your life based on certain agendas. That's socially. A lot of people socially, on another dynamic, on a smaller, more minute scale socially, like to go out. And there's nothing wrong with going out, but there's a balance and even a certain accord that refreshes you. There's a going out that refreshes you, and there's a going out that drains you. But it all depends upon the agenda. Were you going out with the agenda of having a free-flowing time, and does that cooperate with your company? A lot of people don't realize that a lot of agendas you cross, your friend might not go out with the same agenda that you have. It's best to put those things on the line and create that balance. Don't mean to, you know, damage the friendship. It's just being real. It allows your energy to flow at more potent levels. You get more realization. You become more aware of the situation once you've addressed it and actually become firm in it. A lot of us, we have those times where, you know, things get chaotic between loved ones, and then we never really expressed ourselves or consoled the realization of who and what things were. So that's very important, family. Very important, family, that we lay the agenda on the line and we be straight and direct with people that we love and things that we like to do with them, we be direct with them. A lot of us, like I said, just plan things and push things on our own accord, and vice versa, we push things on other people's accords. But that balance is very keen when coming together and connecting. But that's what a relationship is, family. It's connecting. It's actually being able to bridge shareable moments, bridge love, bridge companionship. That's what that is. So with that being said, that's one dynamic of agendas, being able to fully be transparent with socially with the people that you love about yours. That can help a lot in the future when it comes to building relationships. Also, when it comes to agendas socially, you have to when coming into your own balance, find out what you want to push for yourself, how far you want to push yourself, what's the limitations you want to put far as how much energy that you spew out into certain areas. That is very important, because you do have to have borders and guidelines when going out socially, when doing things, you know, dealing in other regards in different parts of this reality. You have to reserve yourself. Everybody does not deserve, and every situation does not deserve for your all and everything. You have to be able to know how to read and divide certain situations amongst yourself in order to preserve and keep yourself ready and always aware, because certain stuff can tap into you and then you become very drained and docile yourself. Nobody is impervious to depression or, you know, insomnia or illness. It just happens to everybody. So we all need to put certain guards around ourselves to keep ourselves protected and aware of situations that go on. There's nothing wrong with that, family. We all have to do certain things so that our mental health is always the forefront of our lives. If we are not mentally healthy, no money matters, no friends and family, none of that matters if you are not mentally well. So making sure that you got your own equilibrium together, make sure that you're on key, that you're loving yourself, you're evaluating situations, you're eating properly, you're giving yourself room to think and grow is very important in order to move forward. So the agenda for that has to be prevalent. Write it down if you must. If you're a writer person, give yourself a journal, or just talk to yourself. If you're a talkative person, just give yourself a prep talk in the mirror. Tell yourself your agenda. It's very important to verbalize or even write this down, because now you're giving the agenda the importance. You're giving it the idea and frame of mind that is actually manifesting. So it's very important that you put your manifestations on a agenda-minded. Okay, you take your manifestations and say, this is the agenda that's going to happen for my life. And then now your manifestations are grinding with the words you're saying. They're moving with the thoughts that you're making. So it's very important that we tie our manifestations with our agenda when it comes to socially how we want to live our lives. And this even bleeds over to, you know, business-wise, to how we want to shape our business, how we want to push our products, how we want to mold the company that we manifest. It's all dependent upon how you want your agenda, who you want to touch, how you want to affect the people you touch, how you want to shape the communities that you're in, how you want to build relationships with the people that in the communities that you're in. All this is based on your agenda, being transparent, knowing people, allowing people to know and feel you. It's very important. A lot of us, we don't see agendas because we have not concretely discerned and designed ours. That's why it's so hard for people to realize conspiracy theories, because they don't conspire themselves. There's no free thought of conspiring and making their own plans. So now all plans are evil, because people are just making and deciding things for me that I have not decided for myself. But now is the time to decide for yourself. This is the time where you take opportunity and you take options, and then you take more things that you can use that are tangible, and then you make those things work for you. You make your ideas and your thoughts last longer in your head than you do on, you know, social activity. You don't drain your life with things that don't bring a common interest, or things that don't bring you real growth and development. It does not come from a place of malice or a place of calculability. You don't have to always have to be able to calculate everything. I'm not saying you have to be analytical to the most finite, minute degree. I'm just saying that you have to understand yourself. Then you have to move with that understanding as if you have a fire behind you. It is very important for that kundalini, that fire, to never burn out. It is very important for that desire that lives inside of you never to dwell outside of your castle. That fire is supposed to be within you. It's not supposed to burn when you see something out of you. It's okay to be inspired, but it's not okay to desire someone else's or live someone else's dream. And a lot of us, every day, we live somebody else's agenda. We push somebody else's agenda. Every time we go to the market, every time we buy something, we push somebody else's agenda. But we don't see this because we don't plan our lives. We don't push and analyze things for ourselves. We don't understand the history of how things have developed and how people and humankind have changed and grown into different things. We have not learned to the capacity of what knowledge is and how education has been altered into be programming. And that's why so much of this knowledge is just information that becomes rhetoric. It's because we don't understand the true agendas that lie within our own selves. We push so many agendas. Most people are like the ingredients box that you see on the back of the grocery store. And you're like, what do you mean? I mean is, if you break down them to what makes them up, it's love and hip hop. Or it's Elon Musk. Or it's University of Chicago. Or it's Monday Night Football. Or it's McDonald's. Or it's, you know, CMOS. Or it's crystals. Or it's ignorance. It's ignorance. There's a thing in law. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. If you go in the courtroom, you're not knowing the law is not going to give you an excuse. So why not knowing yourself? Not knowing history. Not knowing education. Science. Knowledge. The roots. Why not knowing the roots and still shaking the tree? Scavenging for its fruit. Why is that so rapid? Because we do not have a plan. Most people are like dogs chasing tires. That's why when most people end up getting wealthy, hit those lottery winners and people that don't amass wealth through building it and actually gaining it, most of those people, and even some that actually that build and gain it, most people, they grow miserable or they waste it or they waste their funds. Or they have a sharp decline. Because like they're like dogs chasing tires. Oh, it's get rich or die trying. What about when you get it? What was your plans? What are you gonna do now? Nobody wants to evaluate themselves enough to actually be able to live in the skin they're in and enjoy life for how they make it and not for what they think they can have or how they think they can believe. All these agendas have been pushed on us so much that we fail to realize that what we are without any of it. I invoke you to think about your life and think about how simple you can make it. Release, focus, and relax yourself on everything that you truly and naturally feel and desire. And then take some moments to resonate in that feeling and those parts of yourself, and then curve and shape a plan and then push that agenda. So until next time, peace, love, and hold tight, family.